From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Welcome to the new year, and may we all achieve those things that we aim for and have success during the incoming year. It's not unknown for the media to spend a lot of time in publishing retrospective articles and puff pieces speculating on the coming period. It hardly seems right to sink to such self-indulgence when around the world there are fires, floods and other calamities which are of more importance to the people involved. Even in this land down under, not all is well for many of our countrymen, and we all wait the influx of the virus through our community. SARS-CoV-2 has surely been the defining event over the past 2 years, and although the experts assure us that it is becoming endemic like the common cold, we have yet to realise the final cost to the people which it has severely affected. The impact on our involvement in amateur radio has been the cancellation of many club events and hamfest-type events. People have been able to conduct the nitty-gritty of club business via computer links, and participation in contests has been restricted to single operators in many instances. The fraught discussions on the reality of climate change seem to have ebbed away as more of us experience weather conditions beyond our living memory. The reminder for most of us is the shopping trip for local produce, as we see some products cheaper than they have been in the generation as farmers try to recover costs with lack of adequate field staff. Other items have hit the luxury end of the market as supply has been crippled by natural events of uncommon severity. Nonetheless, for the radio operators, there have been glorious openings in bands dumbed by the past solar weather, with the added bonuses of solar flares interrupting things intermittently. Whilst on the lower bands, the constant tattoo of electrical storms reminds us that the summer season has arrived. New Year is the traditional time for people to assess their aspirations, and for me, there is the hope that courtesy and friendship shall become the hallmark of our recreation. For the news service, I would like to see more reports of activities, both personal and club, because out there is a listening audience, both on radio and on the net. And we can serve our complete audience best by giving them the news in a truthful, forthright, and up-to-date manner. I mentioned the late John F. Kennedy before, and again I will paraphrase his immortal words. Ask not what amateur radio can do for you, but ask what you can do for amateur radio. From submitting news to the broadcast and print services of the WIA, to standing for the board of the WIA, to running the media services of your club, to cooking sausages at the barbecue, there are things we can all do to support our fellow amateurs. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.